The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them.
Welcome back, bitches. As Whitney said earlier, fuck a Pizza Hut.
Fuck a Pizza Hut? Welcome to Whitney's Pizza and Kristen's Slitza. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying.
She's got a pizza inside of her. One day I might get pizza sauced, but today not.
What were we about to say?
One
day I might get a slice, because that would have ended up bad. That would have been a red flag.
Hey, slice that cake, though. Hey, get that fly out of here. We need a fly swatter? Really?
Anyway, so we're...
We're going to go back to the last one that we had. It was a little bit too much. I know you guys definitely want to hear us talk more.
Mm-hmm.
We get tired of talking.
Tell me to bake something again. Yeah, tell me how that happens.
What? She went to the chiropractor today.
I was
today.
Thrown up yesterday.
She just didn't... I mean, she could have just came to me. I would have snapped her in two, but... Give her a little right to your spinal bifida.
That would have been wonderful. I needed a good because.
Yeah, she went to the chiropractor because her tailbones was hurting because Mr. Unknown Name Guy, it's a boy, unfortunately. I'm just joking.
Sitting
we
way
love
in
him.
My asshole. That's what
way
it feels
down,
like.
Way down.
Can't even shit without it hurting.
So
that's an update.
She needs to sit down, relax, have a good, and today we are going to make pizzas.
I'm excited.
Yes, they are gluten-free. They look pretty flimsy.
But actually, the cauliflower-based ones are actually really good. And for someone that...
I literally texted Brie and I said, hey, why don't you just go run by Pyology and just grab the gluten-free crust? As if they're not just at the store. We were going to make our own doughs.
We couldn't even make a cake.
Cinnamon roll crisp.
With pre-made dough.
Yeah, Kristen's on one today. We don't know what's going on with her. She can speak. So, we're doing this...
Oh, my God. This stupid Instagram... Genuinely, are you aware that I don't got a fucking clue what the hell she's saying. Unnecess and repeat exposure to ultrasound is very harmful to baby. She looks like she's 13. I'll mind you that. No, genonium. It's not because I asked my OB if I could do it. And you know what I did yesterday? Did it. You know what I'm about to do after this podcast?
Do it again.
And I'll have to do it again. Because I'm trying to make sure there's a penis there.
We
I'm
asked
really
you
scared.
Guys for topics for this time because the last time we didn't do a very good job of interacting with y'all. So this time we're going to do a better job.
This is going to be a good topic right here. So let's get into this. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I think I'm really excited.
She's really excited.
Okay. So we'll go back and forth with questions.
All right.
Okay?
I don't really have that many good ones. You probably have the best ones.
I haven't really looked at them.
Oh, yes.
So first, I'm going to do regular pizza
sauce. I'm
going to
start with pesto.
Pesto sounds good, but I don't know what to pair pesto with. Spinach and...
I'll put both. I usually put pesto on the bottom. Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do half pesto, half...
Ooh, that's going to be good. I know Brie wants us to make a pizza, so do you want me to make you one? Bring the crust out. We'll put cookies after. We are doing our behind-the-scenes guys, behind-the-scenes pizzas, because they deserve it. They're just great workers.
We'll do these two together, yes. And then those two together, because...
We'll do it after ours. So, I'm going to do some pesto on Brie's, and...
On Dylan's, we're just going to do regular... Gosh, Pizza Hut might call us.
I know. I actually like Little Caesars the best, if you've ever had it.
No. Okay. You never since I've been... Ever since I've been pregnant, it's the just plain cheese pizza.
What's your cravings right now?
I don't really have much. Ice cream cones, crushed up.
Crushed up?
Coke, like an ice cold Coke. And then...
Ooh, get you some.
And then greasy fucking pizza from Pizza
There's
Hut.
There's fly. Give me a topic. Let's go.
Okay,
we're
wait.
Just gonna
I actually
roll. I'm ready.
One.
Let's go on a tea run right now because I have some shit to say about your ex-boyfriends, actually. I'm tired of y'all fucking saying some dumb shit. What are you going to do, fight? Yeah. Fight! I'm in.
Okay. So the first question is, were you trying to get pregnant? This seems to be have everybody fucking on a wall right now. Because seriously, people genuinely think that I trapped him. Now.
Did we pull a koala sometimes? May or may not.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, they're like, you're tracking your ovulation. I didn't even know how to do that, if I'm going to be honest with you.
I really wanted to use this paintbrush. on my pizza because it's just what Pizza Hut does. No, Pizza Pieology Blaze, whatever the fuck they call it. Keep going. Really? So you're telling me that you weren't trying?
Not, okay, well, people say like, oh, well, you weren't protecting. No, but we weren't trying.
Yeah.
Like the fuck?
I'm not trying. I'm trying to never have kids. I might have one or two.
I'm trying to never have kids.
I might have one or two. I'm not really sure because I'm not planning. So someone commented on my thing today and said, you're trying to get pregnant too because Kristen's pregnant.
That might be the complete opposite.
It might be Kristen trying to get me pregnant because she's pregnant. It's definitely the case. Do you think Colby Jack will taste like shit?
No. I was actually just about to use it.
Oh, here.
Parmesan? I didn't think about that. That's going to be lit.
So,
go ahead and just do us all a favor and just grab it with your hand.
No, I like the sprinkle.
But no, I didn't actually plan on it. I swear to God. I don't know if y'all saw my reaction, but it kind of almost passed out in the middle of the bathroom. No, I don't want Parmesan, but I'll for sure. You do your Colby Jack first, because I think I might add more cheese.
Well, I'm going to do this, and then I add cheese on top.
Oh,
good. I add my toppings, and then I add my cheese. So, next question. You want me to go? What was your reaction to when Kristen told you she was pregnant?
We haven't talked about this shit.
We actually haven't.
No.
Have we? Yeah. We have. Okay, well, we have. But I was really excited. I think it's pretty fucking cool. But I'm not ready yet for that.
I don't think anyone's ever ready. I've like sat in the shower and I'm like,
am I really pregnant?
No, like actually, like I don't feel real. Like still.
You want some sausage? Bree wants some sausage. Right now we're putting on spinach, pepperoni, sausage. We got a little bit of fucking everything. All right? I'm going to do some mush.
He's watching me put this together.
Is he?
Yeah. Like, can I fucking help you?
Next one. You got to give me another topic.
Okay, one second. Let me finish. It's not a topic. It's a question.
Another question. How do you get over somebody that you were never dating? Kristen's not very good at this.
You aren't
either. So, me and her have something in common. We both dated narcissistic piece of shit. So, that just want to get everybody pregnant and just want to spread STDs. And that's fine. But, like, I don't want to be a part of it. And, like, really, to be honest with you.
That looks good.
I
think I want some more peppers.
So, to get over them, I would say, honestly, it's a trauma bond. So, if you're obsessed with them, I don't know why. Like, I know you sit and look in the mirror and you're like, why the fuck do I even like them? Because they don't give you attention. They don't give you flowers. Maybe they might take you on one date just to get you, you know, hooked. And then you fuck them and you're like, damn it, it's fire. But after that, you really just sit back and you're like, is this worth it? Is it worth it? And then they start to abuse you mentally and physically. And then they're like, no, I love you. But like, I'm going to go fuck like 15 different girls.
So how do you get over them? I think that was the question.
I went to therapy.
Me too.
I actually went to therapy. Do you want pineapple?
Mm-mm.
And
here's your other cheese.
Honestly, it helped me a lot because they basically like backtracked to like my childhood trauma of why the fuck I stay with people that treat me like shit. And it's more of like a fixing thing. I just want to fix them, you know?
What do you do?
Let me get one of those.
For sure.
But
it has something to do with your past as well. Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, don't do that to yourself. Because realistically, she's feeding me pineapple. It's not good for you. Or your mental health at all. Because they're just deteriorating everything. And then, when you actually want to have a relationship in the future, you can't. Because they've already fucked you. Like, mentally, royally, in the ass. Like,
dump that shit, bitch.
I'm trying. It's stuck.
What if your hands covered?
Dude, these look fire. So, I don't know. To get over them, block them, go to therapy. Remember that it's okay to be confident within yourself, you know?
Pineapples have seeds?
Yeah. How do you think they grow?
On trees?
How did you get over yours?
I've had a few. You.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing? I think you saw mine and I saw yours and we kind of just got each other out of it.
That's for sure because we just went and got hammered. It's not healthy.
Really? That looks so good. I wish we got more mozzarella. Keep going. Kristen's like really bad at this podcast stuff now because Kristen doesn't have the attention span that we need over here.
I don't want to really, like, I really don't know what's going on.
It's okay though. Because she's thinking about what she's going to name her boy right now at this time.
That's probably the last thing I'm thinking about.
Do you have like oregano or anything?
Oregano?
Yeah, like any type of.
Yeah, but you want
salt and pepper? I got it. I get to use these fuckers. How do you do it?
Remember that one doesn't crush?
You don't want pepper? What do you mean you don't want pepper? You don't like pepper? How did you crush it then? It's okay, I like pepper in my mouth, so. We're adding salt and pepper. Any oregano or basil?
I do have basil.
The bakery's already on, so if you guys were wondering, the baker's on. Yeah, so we are finished with our pizzas, and okay, we're ready for the next topic.
So, worst date.
Oh, let me get back to it. Okay, guys, listen. I used to go on Hinge and Tinder all the time for whatever the fuck reason because I was just so desperate because of the men that treated me like absolute shit would cheat on me. So, I was like, fuck it. I might as well just get cheated on by Tinder men. So, listen, I go on Hinge. I find this doctor. I don't even think he's a doctor. I think he was a nurse or something. Yeah, he was a nurse at the local hospital. So, if you're watching this, hi, Tampa General. This guy, right, had reached out to me. He's flirting with me. I was like, oh, this guy's so cute. Whatever. We went on two dates. He took me out to the bars the first date because no one likes to meet somebody in public. If you're going on Hinge or Tinder dates, please go out in public so that you don't get, I don't know, kidnapped. I went and brought my friend, my bestie, and we went and got drinks at Bar Howard. This was like probably 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Probably in the middle of me and the toxic one, because he was doing it to me, so I was like, fuck it, I might as well do it to him.
Which one?
All of them. Okay. So we went to Bar Howard, we got some drinks. I was like, oh, this guy's really cool. I was like, he's sweetheart, he's all over me, he's kissing up on me, you know, he's like, trying to get me to stay the night. And I was like, my friend's really, really drunk, she's throwing up, I have to take her home, and maybe afterwards. He's like, I'll Uber you to my house after, like, I'm like, that's fine, cool. I get all the way home, and he's like, I'll Uber you, blah, blah, blah. Then I was like, no, I'm too drunk, I don't want to go all the way back to Tampa, right. Fuck that. So I was like, maybe we can hang out tomorrow and go on a date. This guy, right? I believe he took me on another date similar to dinner. Oh, no, he brought me to, like, his cousin's house or something, though. Like, people were, like, kind of rich. And they were, like, explaining to me how they own this company and blah, blah, blah. He's all over me. I have videos of him, right? Like, playing with my hair, like, kissing up on my cheek. Mm-hmm. The next day. We still text for, like, a week. We're still working at my job. This motherfucker. I go to search his Instagram because I was like, maybe I should do a little bit of, like, research before I start liking this guy a little bit more. He was engaged. Yeah, he was engaged, and they were going to their anniversary dinner, and I searched her Instagram. Her Instagram story is him in his car driving her over the highway to their anniversary date. So I messaged her. Hey, girl.
Hey, girly.
Hey, girly. I actually went on two dates with your man. I didn't know that you guys were together, but she didn't believe me. She blocked me. I hope they're fucking great ever since then. Damn. Can I have one? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them or heard of him ever since. I think he texted me and said, fuck you. I was like, wow. I mean, you tried, so. Well, but
that sounds like his own issues, but that's fucking terrible.
Have you ever had any?
I haven't really. Bad dates?
I'm trying to think of date. One time I went on a date, and my boyfriend spit beer in my face. That was a really good date. I really wish I would go on again.
Men are shitholes. I've never really had like a bad, because I never like went on Tinder and like.
Never went on like actual dates, or nobody said like, hey, let's go on a date and took you out to dinner? Not your boyfriends?
My boyfriend.
Has there been like a bad date that you were just like, nah, this food's trash?
In the Bahamas, that food was fucking terrible.
Every single night.
I was so pissed off. So bad. I was sick already to begin with to even be there. And then everything we ate was fucking disgusting.
If you go to the Bahamas, I heard there's a lot of kidnapping and shit, so please just stay careful,
don't
please.
Don't they have it like shut down? Isn't there a bad storm there too?
Yes. But I guess Kristen's never, today's Whitney's day, I guess.
Well, I've never really been, like, I've never like went on a date with like a random person.
I've been on a few. Because I just be going and traveling and doing a bunch of shit.
I've been around that. I would do it. I just...
One guy took me line dancing. That was really cute.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Yeah, and then he asked me to be his girlfriend on the first night we met. And I said, no.
What's wrong with people?
I'm trying to think of anything else. The worst dates. I'm trying to think of, like, other dates that I've been on. Like, I don't know. My boyfriend would go and, like, fuck another girl and take me on a date. And then that's all we would talk about. And then he would start drinking because he's an alcoholic. And he would just start to get a little loud. And those were probably the best dates.
That's terrible.
Best date, I'd say... Oh, Tyler taking me out to the beach and working his ass off. I know him and Trayvon were working their ass off to get all that stuff on the beach. That was probably the best date.
That was so cute. I'm gonna have to say my best date too was when my birthday, when Jacob had that whole beach thing set up for me.
Cute. Okay, so where do you think? Okay, let's say Jacob came home tomorrow and said, "What's your ideal date that you would want to go on?" Realistically, not when you're like, obviously you're sick, but like something that's like you're even.
I love going out to dinner and then like either like staying in like a hotel or something, even if it's like 10 minutes away from here. I guess that's not really an ideal date, but.
Like ideal for me would be like Paris, take me to the Eiffel Tower and just like fuck me under it.
Okay, that's so lit. That might be on the top of my list.
That's so lit.
I'll do it.
Or like in Italy boats. Oh my God, I want to go to Italy so bad. Or like Spain.
Have them dangle from the bridge and you just start glocking on it.
Oh my God, like have them just hanging.
And we're riding the boat and we're...
The King's Landing has arrived.
Oh my God.
But realistically.
So you're realistically
Mine's
Paris.
Like... I like everything. I like the at-home like, dinners.
Oh, they're just the intimate time with you two. Not sex, but like...
Anything, really.
Just going out to dinner and then doing something after or before doing something, then going out to dinner and then just like sitting here
golf.
And watch. Yes, like just very... I think I have heartburn. Intimate things.
She's on it. She doesn't know what's going on.
I do know what's going on.
OOTD, by the way. I got this from Five Below.
That is so cute.
And this jacket from H&M, if anybody was wondering. And this necklace is from Tyler.
Do you think you and Whit would have regrets? I don't have any. Well.
Yeah, dating certain people that never loved me.
But doing social media and getting as far depth as I am. You're fucking stupid. Y'all are fucking stupid. Do you think you and Whit would have been friends in high school? I don't know how you were in high school. If you were like anything like you are now, no.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, I was. I was actually in sports a lot, so we probably would, though.
No, because I was ugly.
So? No, you were not.
In high school?
No, you were not. I, like, knew you in high school. That was, like, last year.
Feels like it.
But I think we would have been, because I was friends with, like, everybody.
Yeah, but you were like that popular girl, so then everyone would just, like, wanted to be friends with you, but then...
But, like, my junior year, I was, like, I just like to be friends with people that didn't... Like, be obnoxious because all the girls didn't like me.
Those smell good.
But I think we would have been friends. I probably would have went up to you and talked to you. Were you smart?
No.
Oh, really? I wouldn't at least try to cheat off you.
No. So, science class, you could have cheated off me. I was in almost the APs. Not physics.
Chemistry?
Chemistry.
Hmm. I wasn't. I did chemistry teacher really liked me.
I had over 100% chemistry all two years that, you know, you do it. Math, dumbest fucking level. I'm in the math, you're still fucking stupid math.
Me too.
Like, we're literally having this.
I tried to avoid all high maths.
We literally put you in this class just so you could graduate.
Me too. So, and then whatever the fuck EOCs were, I didn't even know what that was. And then I also had three different schools, so...
Yeah.
I was all over the place.
Yeah. I probably would have became lesbian if we were hanging out because you were, so then I probably would have been disowned too.
That happened a lot to me, you know? Like, people just were like, oh, you like girls?
Take
me too.
Take the bottom one out again.
So, we're removing right now. We are removing Dylan and Bree's pizzas right now because they're so excited. They're so excited, you know?
They are.
I'm putting them back in. For just a little bit longer, because ours are fucking gluten-free. We didn't choose this life. This life chose us. You think I fucking want to not eat bread for a living? Absolutely not. I fucking hate not eating bread.
Dylan, this looks...
If you have celiac disease...
good at this bread thing.
I'm sorry.
I mean, pizza thing.
Have you ever thought about starting your own dog rescue? Absolutely.
She basically has one.
Yeah. Except dog rescues are really hard because you don't... I mean, unless you have donations and stuff... They're hard, but also you have to get a permit, I'm pretty sure, to have it.
Oh, yeah.
And you have, like, I already researched all that because I was going to do my own. But I was going to, like, put it on my own property and shit. And then you have to hire employees. And then that's just so hard watching people just drop the dogs off because I just want to keep them all. That's just so, so sad. But realistically, I can't really rescue when I have puppies because the amount of trauma and stuff that a lot of those abandoned dogs go through, it's really sad. And... yeah, but I have thought about it. When is Whitney and Tyler having their little baby? As of right now, I'm still on birth control. Me and him are trying to figure out life before we have any babies right now. I don't want to, you know, be single and have a kid because I grew up like that. Actually, no, I did not.
Dylan, your pizza looks bomb diggity calm. Do you want ranch?
We're cutting the pizzas right now. He's got...
you better actually fucking eat
pepperoni,
this.
Cheese, onion, sausage. That looks fucking fire. Show the camera.
It smells like...
good.
We have to come take a bite. This is your first time in our podcast.
Do you ever have any conspiracy theories?
No. We and Jacob were actually talking about this the other day. Pineapple's not.
I know, it's in a way.
There we go.
Like, about what, though? Like,
he thinks... okay, one, I do... there's one conspiracy theory that I do genuinely... because I don't get involved in that because it fucks with my head. And I just think people are out of this world. I mean, seriously, there's people that think that you can literally be more than one gender. So, like, shut up. And so, I really don't get involved in it. But... we should have put the pineapple on the
glass. I know, I was thinking that, too.
I think there's a cure for cancer.
I think so too. I think so too.
But I think that the government and, you know, the healthcare system and everything is making so much fucking money from all the fundraisers that they don't come out with it.
I believe that as well. I think that a lot of the stuff
they fucking came out with a COVID vaccine
in like not even like a month. And then they're like, everybody has to have it or you're gonna die. No, I'm not. Us and our vaccination cards really took us far. We went all the way to the Bahamas.
We made it to Miami.
And then we had a... God, that was funny. I don't think we ever talked about that. We didn't get on the train. And then as soon as we had to go through everything that we had to go through and sit there, we did not end up getting on the cruise, and they almost took our luggage.
I think ours are done, too.
Let's see another one. When is our TV show coming out?
We got scammed.
We don't really know. Our whole lives have changed since then, so...
when it comes out, it's literally going to be like...
months. She's pregnant. I'm probably going to be pregnant by then. I'm going to be married. You're going to be married.
Literally?
It wasn't really a reality show, though. It was kind of just like...
it was only 5 days.
It was just like a videotape us while we're doing shit. And, yeah. We're taking out ours right now. I'm going to slide Bree and Dylan's to the right out of the frame. And we're going to get ours. I'm going to put ours on plates.
Okay.
Keep going. I'm listening to you.
So I am terrified of being a mom because I'm like, literally have to keep these kids alive for 18 years. Like, actually.
That's
like,
so long.
Actually, I have to keep them alive for 18 years. And 18 years is a long fucking time.
I mean, my mom kept me alive. So she was doing something right, I guess.
Yeah.
Hardly, really. Because my dad didn't do a good job. He was like, yeah.
Fuck this kid, I'm out.
Yeah, for
you
real.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm just scared. I'm scared to...
turn the oven off if you haven't. I already did it. I meant the people that are watching this that are making pizzas with us.
Oh, I forgot.
Dude. That's awful. So Kristen put... what did you put on yours?
That looks even worse.
So mushroom, spinach, cheese, all the kinds of cheese, pepperoni, sausage, onions... and more cheese.
So
and
I have one side pesto, one side regular pizza sauce. Oh, shooty patootie.
You should do one that's like mixed.
I won't like that.
Excuse me.
And then I have spinach on the pesto side, onions and peppers, and then just peppers and onions on the regular side with all different kinds of cheeses.
Someone asked us why we haven't been live lately. Well, first of all, we're both banned. So for those of you that sit on fucking our lives and just report us, congratulations, you did it. You fucking won.
Yeah, fucking
but nuts. It's okay because we can still have podcasts and still talk our shit, so thank you.
And we actually get paid for it.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, you get paid for lives too, but...
I have another question for you.
Okay.
How do you feel about people playing victim when they're the ones that start it in the first place?
Well, they like, all say that we do it, but like, I can't stand it because, okay, you don't see me fucking crying. I have cried on social media before, don't get me wrong. But I've learned now that it gets me fucking nowhere and people just let shit on me.
Do you feel that like, I mean, usually we don't really say anything because we don't have time to really care about anybody else's lives because we're just fucking busy. But when someone says something and we respond, don't get mad when you just can't take the heat because personally, you said it first. I mean, you did it, so. And
really, we're not even bullying you.
No, we're not.
We're laughing with you.
Yeah, we're laughing with you because we are whores apparently, so. And we have been ran through, I guess. So I really want to cut this one because it's too big. But do you just feel some type of way about it or like?
What was the question? Feel some type of way about what?
The victims. Like, do you think they're like really hurting?
I feel bad. I feel bad that they take everything so serious.
Me too. People are so sensitive.
I genuinely are like, are you okay? You know? But I don't care at the end of the day. I don't.
Yeah.
Because nobody goes out of their way to check up on me in a way besides like you. But like on social media, if we hurt your feelings, well, you hurt mine, so.
Well, you did it first. Hey, I'm always a second, last person. You have to get the last word in, for sure.
I can't stare at it much longer.
Okay, we're ready.
Do you
to,
want ranch?
We're ready, yeah. We're ready to try this shit. Cauliflower crust, we are coming in for you. I usually don't do one of everything, but I just want to try it and see how great of a pizza maker we are. I didn't know it was this easy to make pizzas. So if you guys have a family with kids, make yourself some pizzas and have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, well. Oh my God. That's good. The crust could be a little bit fucking softer. But that's what you get for.
I like it kind of crunchy. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I really like that. Do you think pineapple belongs on pizza?
No.
I love it. Kristen usually eats.
I'm not a sweet and a salty person.
Come on in.
All right. Oh,
jeez. So we're going to pass this over to
come behind us.
Mom and Dad. He don't like no spinach.
It feels weird being in front of the camera.
Yeah, doesn't
guys,
it?
Guys, this is Dylan.
This is Dylan.
He has a girlfriend, so don't fucking try. What do you want, ranch?
Oh, that's true. Yes, this looks good.
Yeah, it looks so good.
It has to be a taco.
Cheers.
You got to give it honest.
Yes,
honest. Because I don't know how that crust tastes.
Oh, that looks so good.
12 out of 10.
12 out of 10, she said.
That's good. 10 out of 10.
He's got pepperoni and sausage cheese. She's got pineapple, pepperoni, sausage. Mm. She got the same as me, except no mushrooms.
That's good, Shep.
If you guys ever want to give any recipes, we're going to be doing more recipes. So for next week, we're going to be doing a dessert. And it's going to be a shorter dessert because we fucking suck at baking. So,
And if we're in the same clothes, it's because we didn't shower.
Yeah, we didn't shower. We actually just wore the same exact clothes for next week. So, we appreciate you guys for coming. Thank you for listening. If you guys want to know more tea, you can just drink some. Kristen says,
have great vagina. Not too good because you'll end up pregnant. Peace out, Girl Scout.
Love you guys.